The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
You are now tuned in to the Believe Podcast Network. Do you believe?
Number one.
That's right.
Biggest podcast.
Oh, yeah.
I'm your host, Daddy McDuke. I'm joined as always by Dr. Hoji the Electric Smudgy.
That's right. AFC champion Bengals. This is the number one show of the number one AFC team, the number two team in the NFL. Can you believe it? Daddy-O is stunned. He's stunned. I knew this would happen. This man has waited for this day all of his life. How are you, John?
You know, I'm not going to freeze in the moment like our mustached friend up there. You know, you got to face the music, man. You know, sometimes
yeah, you're
a little bit high.
Yeah, you can't let it get to you. And you know, John, I was thinking about this the other day. In fact, I was thinking about this today. I was thinking, you know, you can't really expect to win a Super Bowl. And you can't expect to go back to a Super Bowl. There are so many luck factors involved. I mean, like, I'm going to put it really frankly. I'm going to put it on the table. To me, the best team this year was the Buffalo Bills. They had it all. If we had played them, we might not have won. I'm going to be frank. But that's just how the chips fell. That's just how the dice landed. You can't expect to win a Super Bowl, but you can expect to have an enjoyable season. You can expect to have an exciting season. You can expect to look great and to have heroes and have heroic stories. And that's what we had. And yeah, if things had gone differently in the game, the Bengals would have won, for sure. Maybe this would have gone different, that would have gone different. The Bengals were overpowered. But that doesn't really matter because it is a game. There were games when they were really not supposed to win, but they did, John. What do you think?
Yeah, so just for the people who don't know, in case you know you weren't one of the 113 million people who watched the Super Bowl, the Bengals played the Los Angeles Rams and lost a back-and-forth game, a very entertaining game, one of the more entertaining Super Bowls in recent memory. A lot of good things happened for both sides. They lost that game 23-20, and Hoji, you make a good point. The Bengals weren't the best team on paper in this game. They weren't the best team on paper in the playoffs, and they managed to get this far off of a lot of things that aren't necessarily sustainable from a year-long basis. But you know, man, I feel like we've done this show, you and I. I remember my first show on here. It was with you. We were covering the draft. Daddy wasn't even in the picture, just like he's not in the picture right now.
We
were talking about this team coming back from that 2015 run, losing in the playoffs. And little did we know, Hoji, that it would be 5-6 years of just absolute dread after that. You know, and we had no idea what to expect. But we've come so far on this show talking about this team, and the team has come an equally greater distance in terms of just getting out of the basement that they were in to now being in the Super Bowl. And I think that's worth cherishing. It's worth recognizing the growth. At that time, I was paying to be on this show, and now I get paid 5 cents per second. It's phenomenal. Yeah. You know, but before taxes, take that out the other 4 cents. But
yeah, that your taxes. He taxes his own salary, so it ends up you owe him money.
Yeah, and now there's going to be performance boost for him, and I don't know what that's going to do to our salary.
But seriously, John, I agree. And, you know, I was thinking about it, to use a metaphor that kind of sticks with me and resonates with me, the Bengals are kind of like the Bernie Sanders of football. You root for them, you vote for them, you hope the best for them. Deep down, you know it's not going to go all the way. That's how I feel anyways. I kind of knew it wasn't going to go all the way, but I was okay with that. Because I'm in it for the ideals. I'm in it for the colors. I'm in it for the fun. And I think that's how anybody should be of any team, because there are so many great NFL teams that don't win rings.
It's true. And there's so many great quarterbacks that only get to this moment maybe a couple times, and they only win it once. Joe Burrow's 25 years old. He's in his second year. This is not going to be the only time he's going to have a chance at this.
But have you ever gotten sick of watching the Green Bay Packers with Aaron Rodgers? I haven't. I still think of them as a high-caliber team. They don't go to the Super Bowl every year. It's just a game, as I guess what I'm saying. I think Daddy-O's back, by the way. Daddy-O, why don't you join us? I know you're heartbroken, but come on, man.
Yeah. That was a test, because I read something recently about how important it is to get assistants that you can trust. And I wanted to see if I could trust you guys to carry on. Yeah.
You read now?
Yes, but we'll get to that later. But look, welcome to the number one Bengals podcast, joined by Dr. Hoji, Director Gasmoji, and John, Peter, Paul, and Mary Sheeran.
Nice.
Yes, and look, before we get to the game, Courtney is very upset that I wasn't here to do the promotion. So real quick, we got to talk about Brinks.tv, where you can watch this live stream. It is being streamed, and you can also watch... Courtney wants me to talk about her new podcast, Cruise Control.
Wow.
Which is hosted by Ted Cruz.
Oh, no.
And all the different things that Ted Cruz wants to control and should control, like education and who gets to become a citizen and all that kind of stuff.
Oh,
fantastic podcast.
That's
definitely
poor Courtney.
Yeah.
But at least he grew a beard. So it's another bearded individual on Brinks.tv. You got a beard. It does a lot for the face.
Yes, the bearded ones like to control stuff. But look, the Bengals picks, we're not going to ask you to sign up there. You can sign up and you can play next.
Well, what would you pick at this stage?
Well,
at Bengals pick, I mean.
Well, it's never, you know, you can pick, I don't know.
Pick the grass.
You can pick what their off-season plans will be.
You can pick the empty parking space you want in front of the Coliseum.
Yeah. But good luck. You can go to patreon.com/DHSports and support the team. Support us, obviously. Okay, so I want to take a second to talk about NordVPN. NordVPN, look, you can use this in 59 different countries. You can hide your VPN. You can hide who you are. You can be whoever you want. You can watch whatever you want. It is amazing. It is the fastest VPN. It is the cheapest VPN. I mean, you can get this 70% off when you go to nordvpn.com/BLEAV, believe. You get 70% off. And you get 1 month free and a 30-day back guarantee. You put that all together, it's basically free. It's amazing. And let's say you're in the airport. Not just can you access all these different streams, you know, you can watch your favorite movies like Sparta, Ekaterina, Von Go Zero, all these different foreign movies and TV shows. Like I said, it's more secure, which let's say you're at the airport, you are sharing secret recipes, secret spices, or let's say your login info for patreon.com/DHSports, where you can go and become a patron for the show. Let's say that was hacked and all of a sudden you've been moved to a higher tier of patrons, because that obviously that has nothing to do on our end. That is hackers. That's why you're being charged more for being a patron than you intended. At any rate, you get NordVPN, you're going to be more secure. And it has been called a Swiss Army knife of VPNs, because all the different things that you can do. Fun fact, Switzerland is another country where you can pretend to be when you're NordVPN. Why pay all this money for vacationing? and all these different stuff, you just take NordVPN. You can see the whole world. NordVPN.com/believe, B-L-E-A-V. But look, we have a very special guest today.
Oh, yeah.
That I want to bring in to talk about what happened in that Super Bowl. Because there's magic. So much that we have to break down.
This man is magic. I call him Magic Mike.
He is Magic Mike Santagata.
Welcome. Do it to us. Do the magic. Mike.
Look, Mike, how are you doing? How are you feeling after this very difficult game to get over?
Mike, don't forget to unmute.
Thank you. Yeah, terrible. Thanks for asking.
You're doing terribly. Now, look.
But Mike. Terrible with a smile.
Terrible with a smile.
That's a good way to be. That's a good way to be. So you're laughing on the outside, crying on the inside. My therapist says that's bad, but my grandma says that's the way to live.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm with grandma. It's supposed to release my endorphins and stuff, you know, make me feel better.
That's a good approach. Now, Mike, there's so many questions about this game. This topic is technically called Super Burn, cupped to pieces. I don't know where this stuff comes from. But apparently it's talking about the fact that Cooper Kupp won the MVP and they couldn't stop him late in the game.
Yeah. Super Burn is what Daddy-O feels when he goes to the bathroom after having too much spicy food.
He really choked that one out.
Yeah. But look, Mike, I want to ask you about Joe Burrow's play. I've been hearing a lot of his stuff about his play. And it's funny. It's funny because Patrick Mahomes in the Super Bowl, when he had bad blocking, and it was because of injuries. They had a better line before the injuries. You know, he threw two interceptions, and people were praising his incomplete passes. Joe Burrow goes out there, you know, throws a touchdown. He puts up, you know, a couple of big chunk plays. And, you know, you could say maybe he missed a couple of receivers here and there, but, I mean, come on, with that kind of pressure. Like, you know the numbers. I mean, the pressure that was on him.
It was a tidal wave.
It was not worthy. Yeah, it was not worthy of a Super Bowl team.
It was like trying to run against the ocean. It was like trying to fly when you jump off a plane. It was like the man, every time he would say Seth Huck, these very angry. Is it just me or is the Rams defensive line angrier than other defensive lines? They were so angry. They just kept running in and hitting the poor man and then bending his knee. Let him get one playoff.
We can go to Joe, the next topic, which also very a strange name. Joe Grin and Barrow.
Yeah.
His annual wreck-up. I guess this is referring to the fact that he gets injured at the end of every year. But so, Mike, how would you evaluate his play?
Fine. I don't know. It wasn't good. It wasn't one of his better games, but we have a pass block win rate and whatever you think of that stat of 18%. And you have a combined PFF score of 24. These numbers are terrible, and they're usually, if they're off, they're not going to be off by. Well, actually, that offensive line gave a great performance. They were awful, and they tried to mitigate it with three-step drops, quick game. Burrow's making one read and just get that ball out or make something happen, even when he has the block and he feels like, well, I can't check the other side of the field. I just got to go. So. I don't know. You give a lot of leeway for people that don't have to deal with that every game, but when it finally catches up to Burrow because you're playing the best defensive line in the league and the greatest defensive player of possibly all time, I don't know. It seems like you don't get the leeway of, well, you didn't really have a good game and you've been dealing with that all year, so why weren't you better?
Yeah.
Well, let me ask you a question, Daddy. Who wrote these titles? They're very negative on the Bengals.
I assume it was Super Courtney. Burn. Courtney, was that... because she's not a Bengals fan, so...
No. Courtney
Joe Grin and Barrow.
Courtney
Joe Grin and Barrow. Why is the negativity? Who wrote these titles? I don't know.
Was it not John?
No, guys, you know I don't write these. You know I just pass on what I'm given. Here, like, I have who's responsible for this. Hold on. Give me one sec.
Daddy-O, Hodge, John, you three really need thicker skin. Where are the lies? The Bengals were ripped to shreds by Cooper Kupp. The offensive they simply couldn't stop him in the clutch. They had a waiver wire addition, Eli Apple, trying to cover him. Come on.
Hold on. I just want to, sorry guys, this is our production designer, Anik. And he's responsible for the titles.
Anik, why are you so negative, man?
Yeah, what is going on with these titles?
You're too young to be that negative.
Oh, come on. They should have won when OBJ got out.
You're okay. The young generation. Hope rests with you, my child.
I thought they were going to win, but...
I know. It hurts. Listen, I have a stepson who was your age the last time they lost like this, and I was going to rename him Jamar if they would have won. He's actually happy that they lost. He didn't want to be renamed. He liked his name. Yeah. So, see, there's a silver lining.
Yeah, Anik, I mean, really, if we could just... Because, look, the Enquirer, there's a lot of controversy with the title they put. We have to... Look, we have a lot. We have to make money. You know that. You know, I mean, you know that we have
He's
to...
He's all about... Anik is all about money. Anik is very ruthless. If Anik is anything, it's ruthless.
So... We're going to need you to put a more positive spin on this, okay, Anik? Can you do that?
Anik, is he paying you? Because he's not paying us.
You don't
and,
have
you know,
to
child,
answer that.
You child don't have to labor answer laws, child labor laws are very serious.
Anik, you don't have to answer that.
Okay.
Well,
I'll give some good attitude.
Good. Yeah. Good.
So, Anik, you're basically saying that this kind of negativity directed towards the team was deserved. You don't think they competed well enough in the Super Bowl?
Yes.
Okay. Well, that is a production. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what he said. Anik, you're doing a fabulous job. It's
fabulous,
it was great
job
to have on the show.
That is our production designer, Anik. Thank you so much for coming on the show.
Yeah.
No problem.
There you go. So everybody is always blaming me for that kind of stuff. But
wow.
That was our,
you got the tough boss, Daddy. He's tougher than our boss.
That is the youngest scapegoat I've ever seen, Daddy. I'm a little disappointed.
Yeah.
Well, actually, he's one of our older employees. Look, let's go to the next topic the next day, please, Courtney. Now, as you know, the fans turned out in droves to support this team. And I really like the attitude. I'll tell you why. This book that I was reading again, it talks about maintaining your momentum and paying attention to the little things and staying focused. And it gives an example. It says, you know, you shouldn't fly off when your business is doing well to fashion shows because you will lose like $9.2 billion like the author of this book did.
That's great.
Yeah.
So, you're reading, you're learning. Wait a minute. Hold on. You move your head. Move your head, man. Is it that book? No, move your head the other way. Is it that book behind you? You're reading Trump. Are you quoting from Trump? Are we learning? Is the Bengals organization dictated by MAGA now?
Look, there's a lot. This organization, we have to make a comeback. We have to make a comeback, and we have to keep this business afloat. We learn from anybody. You can learn from anywhere. Yeah, Mike. You look like you wanted to say something.
Oh, no. I was just letting out a good exhale.
Okay. Yes. Yes. Remember to exhale. And look. Courtney, can we pull up a video of those fans? Because what happened was the Bengals were landing.
Are you going to exaggerate fan numbers now?
No, look.
Are you going to tell us there were fans there that weren't there?
No, these are the fans. And the Bengals team was in the air. And they saw the fans. And they changed the direction of the flight. And they lowered the plane to show their support. And then they showed up. Right, John? That's basically what happened.
Yeah, I think this is what they imagined at Four Seasons Landscaping, though. So this turned out a little bit better.
This is the real deal.
Well, yeah.
And so this is after a loss.
This is after a loss. I just want to say something. Now, look, congratulations, first of all, to the entire Rams organization and their fan base, which, fun fact, are the exact same size. But
that's a good
you
point.
Look at...
I've never met a Rams fan in my life. Really?
Right.
I have never met a Rams fan in my life. I do not know one thing. I do not think they have one fan other than, as you said, you know, that guy who pays the money and his, you know, his wife and maybe a stepmom, and that's it.
Yeah. But I mean, look, I want to ask Mike and John about this. That call against Logan Wilson is a bad call. Let's be honest. It was a bad call. Yeah. The first thought that came to my mind was that the refs, there was an agenda to get the Rams a Super Bowl. It was in L.A. There was all the pro-L.A. culture. And you have a big market. They get a Super Bowl. That could be very lucrative, you know, buying their fandom, essentially. What do you, I mean, I watched it again and I could see how the refs would be confused. So I have kind of changed my mind. But I want to know, Mike and John, what your take is on that call. Was it just an honest mistake, or was it, you know, the refs leaning more towards the Rams winning?
Honest mistake, but, you know, that's just the refs. They're full of honest mistakes, or dishonest, who knows, but probably honest mistakes. I just also...
So Mike, the question is honest or dishonest? You got to pick one.
I'll go honest so that I don't lose faith in my small market team ever winning anything.
All right, we'll take it.
Do I really have to answer this?
No.
Yes. John thinks it's dishonest. John, be honest.
This is the first question that you ask me?
If you don't give an honest answer, now you are being a dishonest ref.
What do you want me to say? That they fixed the game? I don't think that's the case in the Super Bowl. I think that the angle of which the ref saw that, I think he was looking at, I think, Wilson's back, and his hand was kind of in that place where, you know, when you turn towards the break of a route, like, you kind of hand place, or you place your hand on a certain part to just keep with the receiver, and that's Cooper Kupp against the linebacker, and Logan Wilson's thinking about anything just to stay with this route, and there wasn't any holding on the play. There was barely any contact, but even if there was contact, that's normal contact that you see on a route like that. Up to that point, the refs were just calling it pretty cleanly. Like, they weren't reaching for their flags very often. And I think you did start to see, as the game went on, like, the Rams start complaining a little bit more, and the refs kind of internalized that. And maybe that was just a case where it's a bang-bang play, and it kind of looks like something, but it's not actually anything. And then they just throw the flag, and it is what it is.
Yeah.
Look, I wouldn't be surprised if Jimmy Hoffa were buried beneath that end zone. Let me follow that up with another question then, okay? Why wouldn't they, and maybe there's a rule to this, why wouldn't they look at the tape? Why wouldn't they review that? Because they did seem to have some doubts. If I remember correctly, they had a little meeting of the minds after that call.
I don't think they can do that.
They can't, okay.
I don't think we want them to do that anyway because of T. Higgins and the face. I thought we were playing prison rules at that point.
That's how the game was going, though.
Yeah, but T. Higgins was in position to make a play on the ball. And they said he touched his face mask, but he didn't have enough of the face mask. And come on, offensive face mask, you don't see called very often. I don't know.
No.
But whatever. Congrats to the Rams. And look, the Rams, they're going to have a parade, and they're throwing in the champion Lakers and Dodgers so that they can have enough people to technically call it a parade.
Yeah. They say, I live in LA. I tell you. Yeah. Nobody likes the Rams.
Good for them. Yes, even Eric Dickerson was rooting for the Bengals. And get this, for a very ironic reason, it's because of how cheap the Rams were. That's fantastic. The Rams are so cheap, they didn't give him good seats. He turned into a Bengals fan. I love it.
Wow, the irony.
Look, the Bengals, it's a new day. They invested in the defense, and they got a championship-caliber defense. They didn't invest in the offensive line as much as we would have liked. And that was what cost us the championship. Now I want to go along the lines and ask Mike and John what steps they need to take next. Every week, I want to feature a new offensive lineman in free agency so we can give the Bengals. Look, the organization loves this show. They love this show.
Oh, yeah.
They're always trying to get on the show. I'm like, no, we're booked.
Katie Blackburn sent me an email after the loss.
Right.
I don't know if you guys know that. And she just, you know, is very, very heartfelt. And Katie, thank you for that.
Yeah.
I think she CC'd me and Daddy on that as well.
Yeah, oh, there you go.
Maybe my mistake.
Yeah.
So they love the show. They watch the show. They get ideas from the show.
You guys are part of me. When I get respect, you get respect.
So, Mike and John, what are some reasonable people that they can get? Reasonable targets?
Oh, I'm in hope season.
I was going to say, if I knew that we had Mike on this show, and of course there's no communication in the pre-plane, we would have talked about Terron Armstead for good reason.
What's the reason?
I'm now a Terron Armstead fan account. Bengals second.
Why is that?
Terron Armstead first.
Because, why do you like him so much? Why do you like him?
Well, perfect scheme fit for the Bengals. Just coming from the Saints, probably – maybe after Trent Williams, the best tackle at blocking reach blocks on wide zone and getting to the second level and throwing those guys around. It says Fraser Profile James Daniels, but I'm taking this time to talk about my guy, Terron Armstead. Then pass protection, very good on straight pass sets too. I mean, there's not many cases of a top five left tackle hitting free agency. And with the Saints cap issues and the way they probably want to rebuild without a quarterback, I could easily see him hitting free agency. And I mean, if you're the Bengals and you have a chance to get the elite of the elite at left tackle, I don't see why you wouldn't do that. I mean, perfect scheme fit. The only thing, it's just durability and age are the concerns. Although, well, the age concern, I doubt the Rams are upset about signing Whitworth for more than a year. And durability, I think there's a lot of luck that goes with injuries. This past year, he only played 8 games, but 2 of that was because of COVID. And then he had a few injuries, which happens. He only missed 3 games the 2 years before that. I don't know. My type of guy, very fun to watch, very good at every facet of the game. No real weaknesses, just worried about things that aren't up to his control. His on-field play is stellar.
Yeah. Magic Mike, I get this feeling the way you talk about football, that you once played the game.
Yeah, I was a left guard before I ruptured everything in my knee. So,
And how far would you have gone if you didn't have that injury?
Oh, nowhere. I was a 5'10", 180-pound left guard.
That sounds huge compared to Daddy-O. Daddy-O's 5'1".
Well, I could have taken
him. Although he is also 280 pounds.
Well, maybe I couldn't have.
All those 2-a-days just end up right on the show with me, you know?
Yeah. So, John, do you agree or dissent with Magic Mike's opinion, warning he played football so he could hurt us?
Taron Armstead is phenomenal, but here's why they won't sign him, because he's going to get a ton of money. He's going to get a ton of real money because, like Mike said, he is a top five left tackle when he is healthy. Now, tackle is the one position that the Bengals like to invest at least somewhat on the offensive line. But when you look at like the construction of the roster, they have a decent tackle in Jonah Williams, and they can play him at left or right depending on where they want to. They really need guards more than anything, and James Daniels has been a guard for the Bears. He was right guard this past season. He had a pass blocking grade of 68. He only gave up 3 sacks, and you know, he's gave us some pressures here and there, but he's a fairly clean guy. He's only 24 years old, and like Armstead, he's an incredible athlete. He came out of Iowa ready to run wide zone as a center. He was making reach blocks that I'd never seen a collegiate center make, at least at that time. And for whatever reason, he kind of fell in the draft, and the Bengals passed him by in favor of Billy Price. But you know, they have an evaluation of what he was back then, and I think he's only gotten better now. He's not necessarily like the Pro Bowl type of player that maybe I thought he was going to be 4 years ago, but he's a guy that I think should command some attention on the free agent market. If the Bengals are serious at addressing one of those guard spots, then I can't think of no better fit in their scheme than James Daniels.
I mean, we literally need like one more second for Joe Burrow to get the ball off. It's not too much to ask. Yeah, and I like those guys from Iowa. The corn there has special hormones that make them huge.
Yes. Yeah. I love
Give him the corn.
He's actually only like 290 pounds, so he's kind of not huge.
Well, they'll feed that. They'll feed
him. Strong 290.
You never know what Skyline Chili can do to a person. They bring him out here. He'll bulk up.
He is from Ohio.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, so look, Mike, I don't know if you know, but we have a professor on our show.
Right.
Who is an expert in... It's very hard to put your finger on it.
Psychology, horoscopes.
Right. Yeah. And he's here with his hojoscope.
Yeah. So you might have noticed, Magic Mike, that I was able to read your mind, right? I knew you played football. That's because all Bengals fans are connected. After this game, our minds, our subconscious, it all has become one. Now, I am going to do something very different on this hojoscope. Courtney, could you bring in the other guys? Daddy-O, bring in John. Now, instead of me speaking the hojoscope, I'm going to say a word, and you guys tell me what I was going to say. Zach Taylor. Read my mind. Go.
Puberty.
Daddy, what was I going to say?
Puberty.
Mike.
He needs to go through the puberty of his coaching life.
You're reading it. I was thinking something along those lines. Mike, what am I thinking? Really concentrate, Mike.
Big 12 player of the year.
Yeah. You guys are close. Basically, I was thinking, look, why did he not do any sweeps? And why did he put Perim in? And I have a theory about that. John, what's my theory? Read my mind!
He was trying to outsmart the defense.
Good. Why?
Because it wasn't expected.
Good. Why?
Because why the hell would you give Perim the ball in that situation?
Yeah, you're getting to it. You're getting to it. I also think it was quite possible that Joe Burrow is more hurt than we think he was, and that the options were more limited than we think they were. I really think that the Joe Burrow knee situation, we're going to find out more about later, that looked like a pretty bad hurt.
And we actually did find out about that. It was minor sprain.
That news came.
I was just thinking that. Maybe
that was exhilarating. Wow. The way he read our minds was amazing. And Mike, I know I'm reading your mind right now when you're like, how do they keep the show going? How do they fund this show? And look, we have so many ways to fund this show. We have the Patreon. You can obviously join on Google. But now we have this new thing. It's called vino.app/DH Sports. And you go there, you put in your phone number. Look at that. You put in your phone number and you can text me and John and Hoji. And we will text you. We will send you updates about the team, about
their lives. It's like free therapy, except instead of making your life better, we're just going to make it more complicated.
Look, for people who want to support us.
And interesting.
And
they want something back. It's only $3 a month. And you will get a lot of insights. John,
three
promise.
Swinging bachelors with nothing to do but answer your messages on an app called Wino. And you can whine all you want.
Did you get divorced again? Are you a bachelor again?
Yeah, I'm a bachelor again. Yeah, sorry to say.
But look, you go to vino.app/DHSports. It's going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be a lot of fun. I know a lot of you need our love.
You need love.
In this difficult time. The Bengals.
You don't technically have to send me anything because I can read your mind.
That's true. But look, I think a lot of our fans would love to do this. And I will share all the last act deals that I find at Macy's or, all the different, any sort of special coupons you should be looking out for. John is going to send you a couple mini articles, I think.
If you see any coupons for a good offensive line, guard or tackle, send them to the front office.
Yes. And that is it. So go join on Google, subscribe, turn on notifications. Look, he's a former player. Follow Mike Dantagata he's on the Sports Illustrated, All Bengals. He's also on the Locked On Bengals podcast, which is the number 2 or number 3 podcast about the Bengals. Read John's articles on Cincy Jungle.
Put the comments in the comment section.
Yeah, some comments.
Was it
fake? Bengals_sense.
About the refs.
The longest 50 pies.
Thank you for listening to the Believe Podcast Network. Do you believe?
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.